from KQED.
With California fighting legal battles over the quality of health care in its prisons, state officials offered reporters a tour of some of the most controversial facilities this week. The California Report's Scott Detrow paid a visit to the isolation units at Pelican Bay that were the focus of this summer's widespread inmate hunger strike.
For 60 days this summer, the hunger strike tried to focus attention on Pelican Bay. It's the prison along the coast in Northwest California, where the state keeps the men they call the worst of the worst, the kingpins of prison gangs. The men are locked in cells for more than 22 hours a day, inside a building called the Security Housing Unit, or SHU. The SHU is essentially a prison of its own inside the larger Pelican Bay State Prison. Yesterday, about a dozen reporters and I were escorted around on a tightly controlled tour. We're standing here watching the exercise yard. There are basketball games going on. People are throwing a football around. People are working out. The inmates in the SHU aren't allowed over here. Exercise for the suspected gang leaders in the SHU is an hour and a half in a concrete pen. They get a rubber ball that can bounce against the wall. The other 22 and a half hours, prisoners are locked inside a small cell. That's been Eduardo Campos's life for 15 years. He says the key to staying sane is to stick to a program.
I just get up in the morning, wash up, and I usually work out in the morning. And that's about it. Do a little reading, do a little writing, but there's not much to do, really.
Campos is one of two SHU inmates who agreed to be recorded. His cell is filled with books. He says the library is too small, but he likes to stick to nonfiction and history.
Oh, I read a book about Hannibal.
Yeah?
The Carthaginian? I read a book about him. That was the best book ever.
Another inmate in the SHU shows us drawings he's done of national parks and lighthouses. Hunger strikers claim this long-term isolated housing is torture. But the books and art tools are the sort of stimulation warden Ron Barnes points to in response to those charges.
The inmates have TVs, radios, and they're able to find out what's going on in the outside world. They have all kinds of ways of communicating.
And that's kind of the problem, at least as far as law enforcement is concerned. They're keeping these alleged gang leaders in an isolated wing of an isolated prison, but they're still able to run street gangs and even coordinate a statewide hunger strike. Ralph Diaz is Pelican Bay's assistant director.
I think the methods that we're using now, I don't see anything further that we can do other than continue with our gang suppression, gang intelligence, and gang tracking, which Pelican Bay does real well at.
The staff showed reporters the orders gang leaders sneak out of the SHU. Stopping that would require more isolation, and the state is already under fire for its current approach. In fact, last week, a federal judge set a trial date for a lawsuit alleging conditions there violate the Constitution and amount to psychological torture. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Crescent City.